Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh my God, here come the Orioles. They're going to steal 100 bases.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Yeah, let's get it, man. It's another 5-hour KM to AM. Not a marathon, a sprint. We're going to run from right now until midnight, taking your calls at 888-808-1019, like FM. This is The Fan in New York. We're going to talk to New York sports fans about New York sports. And maybe some other things will pop up in the wide world of sports. But for the most part, I'm about to lock in right now. I've got a ton of things in my notes from the weekend, but I understand what we're talking about. And I'm going to just close my MacBook, put the notes to the side, and just speak freely on our two baseball teams in New York, because in about a week and a day, we've got another installment of the Subway Series. Let's get right into it. You know the number to dial. Dial now if you want to be first. The lines are wide open. Lou Gower is over. Lugie's already out. I saw Sean Morash running. I was like, he's moving pretty good, moving better than I was moving with the hernia surgery. I saw Morash running out of here to get to the train. Morash and Tiki with Evan chiming in late from jury duty. Bad job by you, Evan. Come on. In a time like this, my Mets Bible, we need you here. Let's start with the Mets. I mean, the Grimets. LGG. Let's go, Grimets. You got to be a special kind of character to pour cold water on the Grimets. Like, you got to really be one of those type of guys that can't have any fun. A Debbie Downer, a negative Nancy, a party pooper, a killjoy, a buzzkill, to say that you're tired of Grimace. A mascot, when you already have two mascots, that threw out a first pitch on his birthday. And since, things have changed for the New York Mets. Embrace the Grimets. Embrace the Grimace era. Why not? You're the Mets. You have nothing else to really hope for, root for. It's fun. So for anybody that's, oh, I'm tired of this. Obviously, we know that the whoever was in the mascot uniform, whatever this Ronald McDonald, we know that doesn't actually have anything to do with the baseball. We can point to 5 to 10 different things with the baseball, but it's cool that right now, whether they lose tonight or not, right? You know, because if you lose on the road, you still say, hey, they're undefeated at Citi Field since Grimace threw out that first pitch. But it's just something fun. You need something to rally around. The same people probably thought it was stupid when Alex Verdugo said that the Yankees were dogs. And look at how that has carried through. We'll get to Alex Verdugo and the Red Sox with the series that just happened in a minute. But I love it. It's out of nowhere. It's funny. I remember I was on that night, and I think Marco was the one who told me. I'm like, why Grimace out of all the Ronald McDonald characters? He's like, I don't know. I think there's a Grimace shake. And he looked it up that it was Grimace's birthday. Hey, whatever. However you can create some type of magic, whatever you guys can do to get out of the funk of losing games and getting swept. I have been on The Fan since the beginning of the season saying, when are the Mets going to put together a win streak? When are they going to sweep a team? It happened after Grimace threw out the first pitch. So that is an inflection point. That is a check mark. You can also say since Edwin Diaz has been back, sure, and that bullpen has been a lot better. Tip your cap to Carlos Mendoza. The bullpen has been good. They haven't blown a game. They haven't given away a game. The starting pitching has done enough. Francisco Lindor, offensively, defensively. Francisco Alvarez can be actually the point. If you don't want to believe in the mascot, then say it since Francisco Alvarez came back that the Mets have got their act together. But you know what? You can also go back to the team meeting and how they've been playing since they came together as a group and spoke. And they actually have a DH after all of these years of not taking advantage of the universal DH. Point to that guy. J.D. Martinez spoke in that team meeting. He's a guy that chose the Mets because he's thinking about October, and he's trying to will them to October. 888-808-1019. I just think that when you get a little glimpse of something, which is the opposite of what you were doing, right? You're not losing. You're not blowing games. You're winning games. You're rallying. You're sweeping a team like the Padres who, I mean, the Padres aren't a laughing stock. I know people want to talk down on them like, oh, the Padres. Yeah, they're the other team that underperformed with the highest payroll the last 2 years. So that's a good matchup. That's a good look at two teams to say, oh, well, here's the other team that spent a bunch of money, but they play in Petco Park in San Diego. They don't even have kind of the media coverage and fans that we have, so nobody cares. And you kind of avenge a loss. I'll tip my cap to the Met fan because the Mets were able to sweep San Diego. The Yankees were not. 888-808-1019. Hopefully you got to the ballpark. The weather is better. They finally won in those City Connect uniforms. It's all connected. The purple in the City Connect uniforms for the 7 line, the purple mascot, the big purple blob comes to City Field. Power's activated. So at least you have something that serves as like a mascot, a rally cry, an inflection point to say, since this happened, we became this. And we have a Mets game coming up in an hour that we'll ride along to. I'll keep you guys updated on. We'll watch that and we'll take your calls. Now, you know, talking about the Yankees weren't able to sweep the Padres. You know, I hate to do it to you, Gleyber Torres. You were part of the Yankees not winning that third game. Anyway, man, Gleyber Torres has been a struggle to watch. And now you have an issue at first base. Anthony Rizzo is hurt. And I mean, he already was getting rest for his performance. Now he's going to be out. And where do you go now that he's down? DJ LeMahieu? DJ LeMahieu is, he's batting 188. I don't even know what he's batting. It doesn't matter. He's not been effective since he returned. And I remember saying, if we can get 75% of the, we're not even getting half of the DJ LeMahieu. Like DJ LeMahieu is supposed to be a 300 hitter. Even now, he can't even be a 250 guy. Just, we have some issues, Yankee fans, and it's not about the stolen bases. I'll get there. It's just like, it's just so easy, right? Clay Holmes blows a save. The Yankees have a closer problem. Clay Holmes can't be the closer. It's not that simple. As I was on air talking about that pitch, the third pitch of that at-bat to Kyle Isbell, that could have been called a ball or strike. Everyone, you know, leaves that out. And what I also said is Clay Holmes is going to be the closer. He's one of the best closers in baseball. Look at the numbers. Like, whenever he's stacking these saves, you know, no one says anything about it. He blows a couple saves. Also, look at the infield defense. Look at the guys behind him. If you're going to have Clay Holmes as your closer, a ground ball guy, a guy that's going to induce contact, not a power pitcher, not a swing and miss guy, then you better have athletic, smart, locked in defenders at every position behind him. 888-808-1019. Yeah, you guys want to talk about the base stealing. How about getting on base and scoring runs? Right? Basics of baseball. You can't load the bases up and have no outs and not cash in. Right? So for all the people saying, oh, well, here's, they just showed the Boston Red Sox just showed the world how to beat the New York. Yeah, it's that simple, right? The Boston Red Sox got the formula. Now everybody's just going to come in here and it's going to look like a track meet. No, sir. You want to run into outs, be my guest. If you know that and I know that and we're not baseball guys as far as like being employed to prepare a baseball team or play a baseball game, what do you think the Yankees are doing? Now they're on high alert. Like, it sucks to see how many people have negative things to say about a platinum glove catcher, about a guy that I've seen pick off guys at first, at third, a guy that I've seen be pretty good. And I know Trevino is going to wear that, and I know he's going to go to work, and he's going to make up for that. You also don't point, not enough people were pointing to Marcus Stroman. And I literally don't care. I fell asleep on the game last night. Hopefully everybody had a happy Father's Day. I enjoyed my second one. I was in the bed watching that game, and I was like, I was relieved. I don't need to stay up and watch to the final out, right? Saturday, they were in the game. Juan Soto homers off the janky-ass monster. That stupid field, that's another thing. If you're a Yankee fan, how many series have we watched in the stupid dimensions of Fenway, that old rickety ballpark they need to knock down? Wacky things happen there. Man, also tip your cap to Alex Cora. He saw something, they exploited it. They won back-to-back games, they took the series. The power rankings are out for every publication, every outlet. Nobody now has put the Boston Red Sox above the Yankees. Everybody's looking at the Yankees. the Orioles, the Phillies as the top teams in baseball, and I don't think that's changed. But I also sat here and told you that June is going to be a gauntlet. What do you think comes with the gauntlet? You're going to get everybody's best punch because of how you started. You're going to get everybody's best punch. And the way that the series started with Alex Verdugo, the dog of all dogs being a dog, Yankee fans taking over their building, they had something to say about it the next night and the next night. But I don't think we have enough to say about Carlos Rodon, Marcus Stroman, and the Yankee bats going quiet, and specifically some Yankees that they're just not good enough. It can't always be Soto, Judge. It can't just rely on those guys. It was Verdugo the first night. Great homecoming for him. He said he had that date circled on his calendar. How are you going to be received like a Yankee? That is all-time epic for him, for his family, and for us as Yankee fans. But then, I mean, I thought for sure they were coming back Saturday night. Didn't have enough. And then last night, I didn't even finish watching the game because it doesn't matter. 162 one-game seasons. Clay Holmes blows a save after winning three games in a row in Kansas City against the Royals. Clay Holmes blows a save in a game that the Yankees were no hit for six innings, that they came back to rally to be up 4-3. Clay Holmes blows a save. Oh, now we need another closer. Mariano. Clay Holmes scares me. He can't be our closer. Not good enough for October. We're a long way from October. One loss does not mean that you have to have all of these hot takes and all of these like proclaims about like, nah, it just doesn't work like that, dude. It's one game. And the Yankees have won so many games. The first team to 50 wins, I'm not tripping over one game. And I'm not even tripping over two games. You're going to lose series. The Yankees don't do it too much. They went back-to-back weekends losing series in this June gauntlet. They might lose the next series. They might lose the series after that. I still think they're a team that can win it all this year. 888-808-1019. And before we go to break, what I'll say is this is good, Yankee fans. You don't want to be too confident. You don't want the front office to be too confident. You don't want anyone resting on their laurels. You don't want anyone sitting on their hands. Brian Cashman has a job to do, and I know he's going to do it. Brian Cashman was the one that was pointing at people interviewing him at the GM meetings with a response for stuff that they weren't even asking about from prior moves that he made at the deadline. Brian Cashman is the one that understands, okay, yeah, we have Juan Soto for this year. In my opinion, he goes nowhere, but let's say it's just this year. Well, what are you going to do at the deadline to make sure that Juan Soto and the Yankees are back in the World Series? Now you have a few things you can do. Now you can get on the phone and ask for a few different things. And it's not catcher. It's not catcher. Sure, ask though. But I have no issue with Trevino. I have no issue with Wells. I don't know why some of you guys thought Wells was going to be. He's a whole rookie. I don't know what you guys thought Wells was going to be. He's a rookie. And maybe he should be paired up with Marcus Stroman all the time. Maybe he needs to be his personal catcher. Maybe you won't see what you happen. The combination of Trevino and Stroman as the battery last night, and Alex Cora, and these, that's another thing. Does everybody have the personnel that the Red Sox have to run like that? They don't. They don't. Everyone doesn't have the athletes, and everyone's also not going to get a lead where they can do that. Like I said, if you want to run into outs, if you want to take that formula against the Yankees and think they're not going to be ready for it, they're going to be ready. You know who's definitely going to be ready for something like that? Cole Wuerl. Gerrit Cole's coming back. That's the biggest story of the day. That's the biggest news of the day. Gerrit Cole is coming back, bro. You know who that is? Gerrit Cole is, let's see, breaking news, not Gerrit Cole. Ken Rosenthal reports, as I just spoke about it, Anthony Rizzo could miss 4 to 6 weeks with an arm fracture. Not for nothing. Like I just said, like we have a few issues, and it's not a record-breaking night where they haven't stole that many bases since Ty Cobb was like, what are we talking about, bro? It's not what you want, as Joe Girardi used to say. It's not what you want. It could have been a lot better. There's a few different people to point out for why that happened. I would bet if FanDuel had a bet, will that happen again? It won't happen again to the Yankees this season. 888-808-1019. It's a gauntlet in June. Other teams have guys dropping, right? The big bad Dodgers. Yamamoto on the IL. Mookie Betts out 6 to 8 weeks with a broken hand. Trey Turner just came back, but JT Realmuto is out. Like, this is what is going to happen. It's baseball. Kyle Bradish is down from the Orioles. I think he might have been online to make a start in this Yankee series. He's not now. It is a long season. It's not 162 one-game seasons. But I understand this is a radio station that's on all day, every day. So if you listen all day, every day, then you're going to hear some takes that are going to expire in a day, in a week, a month. We can only take it day by day, series by series, week to week, month to month. Nobody can fast forward to October to see if the Mets are going to be a wild card team. Nobody can fast forward to October to see if the Yankees are going to be the number one seed and get back to the World Series. But every night we can call the fan, we can make our claims, we can have our takes, hosts can come in with their agenda and try and deliver it, and then we do the same thing we always do. We wait and see. We watch the games at night, we come back tomorrow and react to it. Like I said, it's a gauntlet, man. Hopefully Jason Dominguez is all right. It's funny, right? All you guys want, can Dominguez play first base? Can Aaron Judge play first base? How about we call up Ben Rice? Something's going to happen here. Somebody's getting called up, and then moves are going to be made. Yeah, Dominguez is on the IL down in AAA. So we'll see what he won't be called up, and he doesn't play the infield either. We need something to go on in this infield. We need some action in this infield. Yeah, I just couldn't care. I fell asleep on the game, and I woke up to all this stuff, even the back of the Daily News. Sox steal record 9 bags. Bad, bad, bad. Yanks load bases with no outs, get nothing. Rizzo hurt as Boston rolls to series victory. So what? It's baseball, Susan. That's not Susan baseball, but that's the type of baseball to get you beat by your rival who's going to give you their best punch. 888-808-1019. The Yankees aren't going to win every single game, and I wasn't expecting them to, but they're a lot better than they were last year, and they have some problems. They have some issues. They have some things that need to get fixed, and they're going to fix them. And it's not really the whole, stealing bases. They just got caught like a deer in headlights. I feel like once that game plan was underway, there was nothing they could really do about it on the fly to adapt, and they didn't really try. It is what it is. Since 1901, they set a franchise record. Good for the Boston Red Sox. They're bums. They're still celebrating beating the Yankees last year. They're bums. Alex Cora is a good manager. He's out of there. But I don't think Yankee fans need to be saying, well, there's the blueprint. That's how you beat the Yankees. No, it's not. The Yankees are on it. They're on it. What else? I heard at the end of Morash and Tiki, I heard the conversation between Bobby Witt Jr., Gunnar Henderson, and Anthony Volpe. I love Volpe like you guys, but he's not on the level of Bobby Witt Jr., and he's not on the level of Gunnar Henderson. Both of those players are MVP candidates. Both, like, just look anything up. Both of those players, as young as they are two of the best in the sport. Those guys, Volpe will be there, but in his second year, he's not hitting like Bobby Witt Jr. and Gunnar Henderson. His WAR is nowhere near, like, it's just not. It's just not. So, and like I said, I'm a Yankee fan. I love Volpe like you guys. Great kid. Bobby Witt Jr., dog, different level. Gunnar Henderson, who you're about to see, different. They're just already on a different level. But yeah, can't wait to talk to you. 20 minutes in, that's my open. Yankee fans, call up and tell me how you're not concerned about, I don't know, a surplus of bases being stolen on Sunday Night Baseball. And that broadcast sucked. I can't do it. I can't do Fox. I'd rather listen to it on mute and then just have, MLB app game day on my phone. I can't time it up to, like, I don't do that either. Pause the game and have WFAN stream during the game. But if Apple TV can do that, if Apple TV has that built in for you to listen to the radio broadcast, man, it's 2024. All of these streaming components and things that we should be able to not have to listen to John Smoltz. We should be able to not have to listen to a Tristan, like, bro, that interview. Oh my goodness. Like, I've heard this guy interviewed so many times, and I don't even know the story. I muted it as soon as he had way too much camera time. Way too much. It doesn't matter. We're not to rehash it. I thought the broadcast was terrible. Like I said, I fell asleep on it. I went, Tristan Casas, I'm sorry for your, what happened to you and all that. But enough already. And especially during a Yankees Red Sox game on Sunday Night Baseball, rubber match. I couldn't even watch the game. I fell right to sleep on it. When I woke up sometime in the middle of the night, I think it was like 3:11 when I woke up, and I was like, looked at the box score. I was like, whatever. I could not care. I knew they were going to lose, and I didn't wake up in the middle of the night and say, by golly, they've got it. This is how you beat the Yanks. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Last week I said, I don't care if Aaron Rodgers is in South America doing ayahuasca, and that's what everybody has come up with, that That's in fact what he's doing. Good for you, Aaron. Do all the drugs that you need to do. Enjoy your time. You let your employer know. Let everybody else talk about you while you're throwing up and seeing visions of yourself winning another Super Bowl. And other than that, you know, we'll get to all the topics. But I understand Mets fans right now going into this next game, man, there it is. There's your win streak. You swept a team in your building. The vibes are right. Don't let anybody steal your joy. If you want to make a Grimace City Connect jersey and wear it to the stadium, do that. If you want to believe it's Francisco Alvarez being back or Edwin Diaz being back or the team meeting or maybe Jorge Lopez had to sacrifice his glove for you to get these Mets, do that. There's just no sense in saying the season's over, they suck, they're not good enough. You don't know, I don't know. There's so much to be known. All right, let's break. Let's play some other sounds, and we'll get right into the show again. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, a five-hour sprint. It's KM to AM on The Fan. We'll be right back.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
And we're back. At Keith underscore McPherson on Twitter, if you like to do the X. Elon Musk ruined the entire place, but it's still good for some things. And I try my best to interact with folks online. I feel like that's what helped me get here, building an online following. Like, I still have a good amount of followers on Twitter that they were aware of me before I said anything on WFAN. And I try to interact with everyone, right? Because people say, ignore the haters. And I'm like, why? A hater is one reply away from being a fan, honestly. It's just one thing that you might say that might turn somebody to be like, well, this guy responded to my tweet and that was clever. Or this guy responded to my tweet and that was nice. Or that was funny. He you know, threw a punch back, made me laugh. I like the guy. And you follow me. A lot of haters, I always click on their page and it's like follows you. I'm like, why do you follow me if every time I read one of your tweets, it's negative? But man, shout out to the haters because I wrote something over the weekend. Just I had a lot going on. And that's no excuse for making mistakes. Got to be better, but I got to clear them up. Same way I'll call out some of the drops that I didn't like. I got to call out myself when I'm wrong. So in preparing for the show Saturday, when I saw Justin Verlander was scratched from his start where the Astros got absolutely smoked. I think it was Spencer Arrighetti or somebody filled in for him. He got absolutely smoked. I put out a tweet saying, oh, here's a Mets topic, you know, adding to topics in my notes for my show. And I just wrote it wrong. Someone was like, you know, do your homework. This is cringe. This is incorrect. Oh, thanks for bringing it to my attention by the time I got home Saturday. What I wrote was that the New York Mets would be on the hook for $17.5 million if Justin Verlander pitched 140 innings this year. Obviously, I did the homework because I went to find out that he's at 57 innings pitched. But what I did was write the terms down wrong and then spoke them on air Saturday if you heard that show. Obviously, if he's owed $35 million and he's not on the Mets, why would the Mets owe $17.5? They're splitting half of the money with the Astros, who he's currently employed by, who they traded him back to. And I think that's going to be one of the best trades, the two prospects you got. But either way, clearing up, I spoke to it Saturday and I put it on Twitter that the Mets would be on the hook. No, they'll be cleared of that $17.5 million. They won't have to pay that. I think you take the under. I don't think there's any way old man Verlander, if he's been scratched now, and I mean, we'll see what happens with the Astros. I don't think he's going to get to 140 innings pitched. And that's good for Stearns and that's good for Cohen in your pursuit of Juan Soto, let's say. And then the other thing, I read a headline last week and put it in my notes without fully reading the article. I think I spoke twice to Tomas Nito being released. That's official today. But the second time I spoke about it, I said that JT Realmuto went down and that the Phillies had picked him up. That hadn't happened yet. It still hasn't happened. There was an article suggesting that that's what the Phillies should do, scoop Tomas Nito from the Mets. So listen, I don't have a team. I don't have a co-host. I don't have anybody fact-checking. There are definitely times where I'm going to misspeak. And what do I always say? I'm not a know-it-all. I don't get on this mic thinking I know anything better than you. I don't think I'm smarter than you. I don't think what you have to say is invaluable. Call up and correct me. Call up and let's talk. Maybe someone can learn from you, me, or both of us. Let's start the show. Zach is in Rockville Center. Zach, you're on the Fan.
Keith, my man, what's going on?
You know, hanging out, talking.
First of all, I had no idea that you were going to be on the Fan. Doing the broadcast. And I'm driving over. I forget where I was driving, but I put on the radio, and it's Keith McPherson running the game. And I couldn't have been prouder of a fellow Yankee fan. You know, you're a bleacher creature, essentially. And you're up there. You go from the bleachers to doing the game. And I just, I'm proud. That's all I can say.
Thanks.
I'm proud of you as a fan.
Thanks. I'm glad you said it like that. I hope that other Yankee fans are not just proud, but inspired too, because there's a ton of you that I've seen at that stadium for a long time that I just was saying. I was interacting with Yankee fans on Twitter now since 2009. You know, I'm one of us. I'm literally one of us that has been blessed and has put in the work and got an opportunity to do something like that.
And that's what makes you different from, I mean, I'm not taking away from anybody else that's on the Fan, you know, and they're all fans, but you're cut from a different cloth. But so speaking of, like, you're on Twitter, I was actually, a couple days ago, I saw an Instagram post that said, the Yankees are in trouble at closer. And I go to the comments, and the first thing I see is someone go, not really. And I was like, yeah, I agree with that person. And it was you. Because simply put, you know, there was a, after the weekend, there was a subreddit, in the Yankees subreddit, it's why I'm not worried about these two losses to the Red Sox. Like, somebody had to make a post entirely about how they're not worried about two losses in a 162-game season. I guess it's something that I have to get over, you know, because if you've been watching every single game like we have, like, you understand that two games in Boston don't mean anything in a 162-game season. You know, it comes down to this team, it's the playoffs. Yeah. It's getting to October and playing there. This team is so good. But they need to drag out and stress every stupid little thing that happens in a loss in 162 games, Keith.
Yeah, I'm not like that. I've been having a good time since this time 4 months ago. Pitchers and catchers reported I knew it was different. A couple back-to-back losses and the way those games went, they didn't get shut out. Like, the Yankees don't get shut out anymore. Like, I don't know. I'm not the guy to...
Have you seen their run differential?
I do. I check the standings and I go to the games. That's why I'm not tripping off it, bro. I'm not one of those negative Yankee fans, toxic Yankee fans. I understand that we have a team that a couple tweaks and a couple moves here, good. You need to go through adversity. You need to go through some challenges, not just in baseball, but life. Like, it's going to make you, it's preparing you for when it actually does get tough. And yeah, right. Some Yankee fans just expect them to go undefeated, 162-0, and never have any bumps in the road. And that's no champion does it. No one ever has. And it's not going to ever be like that. You need to have these moments. They're tests. They failed the test this weekend in Boston. And that's okay. They'll bounce back.
It was a quiz. That was a quiz.
It wasn't even a final exam. Yep.
I'm on my way to my men's league game right now in East Rockaway. I'm pitching tonight. I always put you on in the dugout.
Appreciate it.
I just appreciate you, bro.
Zach, you're the man. Thanks for the call and the energy. And yeah, Yankee fans need something to complain about. The rain delay in the Twin Series, that was another game that I just was like, I was going to bed. I'm just like, when I can go to sleep, I have to sleep. I have a young child. I live in an apartment. There are loud noises above me outside my window. If it is dead quiet and the Yankees are losing, I'll go to sleep. I'll wake up and see the highlights. I'll be able to look at whatever. I'm not staying up. I'm not fighting sleep. Once I hit some magnesium or some melatonin or Zizol, your boy is out of there, yo. So the night that the Yankee universe all wilted because they got the news of Juan Soto, oh, no. I still see your shadows in my room. Everybody went all emo, thinking that the season was over because Juan Soto got pulled. I went to bed. And then I came in and I did BT and Sal's show with C-Mac, and I was unaffected. I was unfazed. I thought he might be in the lineup. And then once he wasn't in the lineup, I knew he wasn't coming back, not for a pinch hit, not for a series. And I'm fine with the Yankees not showing Juan Soto to the Dodgers at all. Then what's the next thing? The next week, Clay Holmes blows the save. We took the series. We took the series in three games. We smacked them 4-2, 10-1, 11-5. And then when we got no hit for six innings, Clay Holmes gives it up. Okay, a couple little things. There was a pitch, and I'll never get that pitch out of my head, because depending on the umpire, that's a ball or a strike. It clipped the strike zone. Go look at game day. Go to the ninth inning. Go to Kyle Isbell and his at-bat against Clay Holmes. Whatever. But then the whole narrative, the Yankees have a problem. This is a major issue. Clay Holmes can't be their closer. What the hell are you talking about? He beat out Aroldis Chapman to be the closer, and we got Chapman out of here. He is your closer, and he's one of the best closers in baseball. Now this week, oh man, there's a problem with Trevino. Oh, everybody's got the formula to beat the Yankees. I would like to see you try. 888-808-1019. Everybody do it. Come to Yankee Stadium, Baltimore, and they have some of the guys that can run. They have the skill set. Let's see if they can execute the way Alex Cora and his group did.
It's about time. I think it's good that the Yankees are actually facing some adversity here.
I do too. Right? And I knew it. It's June.
And you're a smart enough baseball fan to realize that the Yankees are going to lose 60. Every team, win 60, lose 60. We all know this. This is, you know, this is common knowledge if you're a baseball fan, right? About time they face some adversity. It's okay. They lost a series in Boston. It sucked. Big deal. Way bigger series coming up right now, starting tomorrow, in 95-degree heat.
Right.
In the Bronx.
Cole's back
better.
Wednesday. Cole's back Wednesday. Are you guys serious, bro? That's another thing. All you guys want, oh, my, Garrett Cole, he's done for the year. Cole is coming back.
Like, I think the Anthony Rizzo thing could be an issue because he was just starting to get his swing back, too. So brutal for him with the injuries, obviously.
I feel bad for him because the rest helped him.
Yes.
It looked like he was spry in the field, and his bat was back, and now...
And that's a veteran in the lineup.
Runs into first baseman, you know.
You wonder if does that...
But am I worried? No.
Does that speed up the
process? This is an opportunity to improve, and yes, does this speed up the process to make a trade? Yes, because for the last couple weeks, I've been saying, you don't have to wait to make a trade. That's the deadline, and I know Cashman historically likes to wait till the buzzer beater of the deadline. But they traded Luis Arraez. I'm like, damn, I didn't even know. I was talking about that Saturday. No, who knew? Who knew he'd be available so early? And the Marlins just said, oh, yeah, we're out of it. You don't know that you're out of it in the first couple weeks of May. Guys are getting traded. So maybe we trade for a first baseman. Maybe they call somebody up. But I think it's good to go through this now. Not in August. Not in September. Go through it now. It's an absolute gauntlet. And when I said it was a gauntlet in June, even with the Twins, our best buds, they were a pushover. I'm like, hey, they're one of the better teams in the Central. They could give us some problems. The Dodgers, obviously. Oh, yeah. Here's how you beat the Yankees, folks. Teoscar Hernandez. Yeah. Does everybody have a Teoscar Hernandez that's just going to show up and go crazy? No, they don't. Tom is in Bethpage on the Fan in New York. Go for it, Tom.
Hey, Keith, I like your analogy how you use about roller coasters in baseball and how, like, you sometimes get on them and get off them. But the key word today is 1.5, and that's for both New York teams. And if I was to ever tell you this baseball season that the Mets will be 1.5 games out and the Yankees are only 1.5 games up, you would say I'm crazy, and I would say I'm crazy because I've seen these two teams play all year. This is one of the worst Met teams up until the last five games that I've seen the whole season, and the Yankees have been, you know, the best team in MLB. But my gripe with MLB is the way this new system works, and it's happened every year since they've installed it with the 2022 Dodgers and San Francisco Giants. The loser of that went into the 2 out of 3 wild card, outed. Very well, the Yankees could lose the division to the Orioles, lose 2 out of 3, and then it's like, you know what? You going to bed last night, it's like, that's what I'm doing because it's not worth it to watch 162 games in this new playoff setup.
Yeah, and mark my words on this. Before Manfred is out in 2029, he's going to shorten the season. Thanks for the call and the points, Tom. Yeah, that's another thing. I wouldn't say you're crazy on June 17th telling me that the Yankees are 1.5 games up and the Mets are 1.5 games out. I would know exactly what you were talking about. I would know that the Mets aren't 1.5 games out from first place. And I wouldn't be surprised that that's the Yankees' lead. They already lost to the Baltimore Orioles. And I was hoping against hope. Hope week, hey, we're back. It's actually hope week. Shouts to New York Yankees and all the good that they do. I was hoping against hope that there would be more of a 3-4 game lead going into this Orioles series. That's not the case. The Orioles handled business over the weekend against the big bad Phillies, who everybody looks at as the top of the National League, one of the handful of best teams in baseball. They handle business. Zach Wheeler, get rocked. But, man, it's baseball. And you know what? In the short amount of time I've been watching baseball, like, I just don't flinch off these regular season things. We're coming up on another Subway series, another installment of the Subway, where I remember that was one of my first takes. You know, they played Sal Acata's music in the middle of the night. Sal got on my show to yell at me about me saying that the games didn't matter. You mean to tell me that these games don't matter? No, they didn't matter. They don't matter. In the grand scheme of things, that season, the Mets collapsed and lost their lead in first place to lose it to the Braves and then go on to lose 2 out of 3 at home to the Padres. You're done. And those two games that you won against Jordan Montgomery and Domingo Herman, who are no longer Yankees, they couldn't help you. And so that's what I was saying that night after going to the game. That's what I was saying as a Yankee fan that watched them sit Giancarlo Stanton, pinch hit Joey Gallo. No, but you're not pinch hitting one of the worst hitters in Yankee history with the game on the line if you're serious about winning. That's why I couldn't be serious about those two games. Mets fans wanted me to bend the knee. I'm not bending the knee to y'all over two games in June. Lou is in Astoria. Lou, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm great, man. I got good sleep. Father's Day was fantastic. It's wild that I'm like, I'm somebody's dad.
Stay home with a kid and wife? No barbecue or nothing, huh?
No. We stayed home. We went out. We took pictures. We had a good time.
Well, that's good. But anyway, and this idea that Trevino is the reason why we lost this game, man.
He's not.
We did not hit. I mean, Georgia, all of a sudden, it was like 7 out of 8 times struck out, okay?
He homered.
Our superstar, yeah, but that didn't count. Every team, every game that we have,
lead league,
but a starting pitcher, Keith, listen to me. Every game that we lost, we was never ahead like we've been doing starting from the first inning.
Right.
Okay? That's the problem that we have here. Our pitchers didn't know how to handle it once we were behind. Okay? They couldn't keep the lead. That's everybody. If you notice, we always score 7 runs. We always, in the first inning, we got 3 runs, 4 runs. We couldn't get that done. Acho Trevino is one of the guys that is hitting right now. Okay?
Yeah.
And with this new rule right now, guys, a team like Boston, that's all they can do. Run. Now, with the Orioles, we got to be careful because not only that, but they also got power. So this is going to be a series that's going to count. Even though you say, every game counts to me, okay?
Well, we this is different. This is our division. This is gonna pay dividends if we can take 2 out of 3, maybe even sweep. And I like who we have on the mound for this upcoming series.
Yeah, this sound, but and that's another thing, Keith. Let's pray for Cole to have a good game too, because you never know. Okay, I mean, anything can happen right now. You know, right now
I've been praying for Cole since he got off that flight and TMZ was checking in with him. Thanks for the call, Lou. 888-808-1019. Of course. I hope Gerrit Cole is Gerrit Cole. And if he's not, take him out. Go to the bullpen. But Gerrit Cole coming back certainly going to help that bullpen, which also needs help, also needs rest, also needs additions. Brian Cashman's not going to – listen, like, after Fire Cashman night and Ball Vinny selling 300 Fire Cashman shirts – Brian Cashman was on one this winter. He went and got Juan Soto. He went to the GM meetings. He's pointing fingers at everybody. He's using profanity. My man was chapped. He was PO'd. So what do you think he's going to do with the last opportunity here to improve this team to go on and get back to the World Series? 888-808-101. What do you think he's going to do? Do what he did last year? No, I laugh because, like, if you're a Yankee fan, you should be like, hell yeah. Yup, hey, Rizzo's down. All we got is this. Then now we need to get greedy. Start posting everything. Put your shopping list out there for the New York Yankees. It's hope week. I hope the Yankees get a first baseman, second baseman, third baseman, relief pitching. Why not? Steve is in Nyack on the Fan. Go for it, Steve.
Hey, Keith. How's it going?
Pretty good. Thanks for calling.
So I'm driving home from work, and I had a call in. You could not be more wrong about the Yankees. It's not all sunshine and rainbows in Yankee land. There's glaring issues everywhere. If you look at the infield, it's a disaster. You look at Clay Holmes, he can't get through a clean inning. And then I don't want to call up and criticize you because I'm afraid that you might go on Twitter.
Go on.
And go and then put some tweets out about me, delete them, take them down.
I don't know your Twitter handle.
I'm not.
You know me. I don't know you, Steve and Nyack. I couldn't pick you out of a lineup.
And I have to call in and criticize. It could not be more wrong.
So do it better. Let's rewind because both of us have said that the Yankees have issues. What are your top three issues with these New York Yankees right now? Clay Holmes, the infield. Like you say something I did not say.
Well, you're just saying everything's great.
No, I'm not. You're not listening. I just said before I went to you, I said here's a shopping list for Brian Cashman to go out and address at the deadline. So, were you listening to the show while you were driving or nah? Go ahead. I've been
listening to the show since 7 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah. So what are the issues? Tell me your issues because you didn't hear mine.
Well, obviously the closer is a huge issue.
It's not a huge issue.
The rest of the bullpen's an issue in itself, and then the infield is a disaster. You have the two best outfielders in baseball, and then aside from that, there's holes everywhere in this roster.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Steve. And like, if you guys want to troll, like, you got to be better. You might go on Twitter and write about me. No, I don't go on Twitter and write about anybody that I don't know anything about, and I have no idea who you are. I respond to trolls. I respond to supporters. There's a bunch of you that are overly supportive on Twitter, and I thank you guys. I go out of my way to be like, yo, you guys are so solid. But are you listening? You can rewind on the free Odyssey app. What I was saying was there isn't one way you beat the New York Yankees. And I even rewind this whole month to go back to, oh, okay, Juan Soto gets hurt. Oh, it's woe is me. Season's over. Clay Holmes blows the save after you take three games and it's getaway day, a day game that the Yankees were no hit for six innings. Like, what about the other stuff? How about not getting no hit for six innings? It's all on Clay. Okay, the Yankees fight back and they don't complete the sweep. It's all on Clay. Clay is not a huge issue. Is it an issue? It can be. Perhaps. Perhaps it's an issue. If they don't get better, where? In the infield, behind him. Steve said nothing about Anthony Rizzo. Anthony Rizzo is out for the foreseeable future. That is an issue. That is a problem. That already was a problem while he was healthy. I'm not saying everything is good. I'm saying the opposite, dum-dums. I'm literally saying, hey, this is good. This is adversity. If you're a Yankee fan, you should be somewhere saying, good, I didn't want them to cruise through the gauntlet of June where we think everything's good. Yeah, this is fine, and then we come up short. No, stack the deck, Brian Cashman. Go out there and find some guys. What I was saying is you're going to lose games. Yeah. I'm not mad at losing the series to Boston in Boston in wacky Fenway with a green monster 310 feet out. It's just stupid dimensions. It's the only ballpark. It's like I was in my house. I'm like, the New York Yankees, it's not talked about enough. How the New York Yankees have to play in that janky-ass ballpark up there in Boston. Then they got to go through customs, go to the turf, which, I mean, I don't even know. It's a field turf now, but it used to be AstroTurf. They got to go through customs and cross the border to play in the Rogers Center. Then they got to go to build a ballpark in Camden Yards where these guys push the fences back, raise them higher. It's like, come on, ruined a beautiful place. I used to play with Camden Yards on a video game when I was a kid. Ruined that place. And then last, but certainly not least, trash a can of field. They got to go down there to that circus tent where there's catwalks and line arrays that could stop home runs on top of the turf that's down there. That's who the Yankees face in their own division. John is in Bayside.
Oh, man.
Hello? John A. John, you're on the fan, bro. I heard you say something.
Anybody else you want me to tell off?
Did you cut his car? I'm like, I could tell. You know, I can tell your face. You're like, get him out of here. All right, let's take one more before we. Are we going up to the top of the hour at this point? Well, we got to take another call since John in Bayside wasn't locked in. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Willis in West Milford, New Jersey is on the Fan.
What's up, Keith?
Willis, what's up, bro? Hanging
out.
How are you, man? I'm doing the job.
No, I know. I haven't called in a while, but I think the Rizzo injury might actually be like a blessing in disguise, because I feel like he's not the same player he used to be. Ben Rice, you can bring him up. He gives him a chance for next year on how we're going to do things, because Rizzo's done. You know he's done. He's not the same player as, yeah. We all know he's done.
Yeah. I don't know if Ben Rice is ready right now, and I don't know if we want to rush him right now. I saw Brian Hoke. Shout out to Hoke. He wrote a great article. Again, Yankees beat writer for MLB wrote a great article about Ben Rice. He's great, but he's going to be a big part of the Yankees' future. I think you move a guy.
But he can hit like eighth or ninth, right? He doesn't have to hit.
I just don't think you drop him in the order. I am very locked in on the young Yankees that are killing it down there. Those guys developing and not messing with their development at all, because if we're going to actually do what Hal Steinbrenner said with the payroll, you need these young guys, all of them. Dominguez, Spencer Jones, Ramirez, Durbin, Rice, Vivas, Peraza. We need all of these kids ready to roll in the next couple years when we're going to have a $600 million man, $40 million a year going to Judge, $36 million a year going to Cole, Stanton's around for another 3 years. You're going to need these young guys that are cost-effective and major league ready, and some of them need more seasoning. We don't want to mess that up.
No, you're absolutely right. But, I mean, the bullpen, I think, is more of a concern because we have too many guys that are, guys that
they're shaky and they're not consistent enough. And this bullpen is different than it's been. We lost a few guys over the years. It can certainly be improved, and that's what the deadline is for.
Yeah, who's the dominant arm that we have in the bullpen? I mean, Clay Holmes. I hear the callers calling you about Clay Holmes. I mean, he's good, but on the old Yankees, he would be a setup guy. He wouldn't be our...
Yeah, we're far from the old Yankees. I'm looking at the other relievers in Major League Baseball. Everybody was calling in crying about, how come they didn't sign Josh Hader? I'm like, for that much money? Clay Holmes at home. We're not going out to dinner at Josh Hader's restaurant. We're going to eat the Clay Holmes food right at home. Thanks for the call, Willis. Can't afford that. We got Clay Holmes at home. And everybody is just funny. Everybody's just, it's just, follow whatever is just, when Clay Holmes, before they had the new light show and whatever that song Clay comes out to where they, turn the lights off at Yankee Stadium, Clay Holmes again had a scoreless inning streak and everybody was actually starting to put respect on his name. Early on in the season, I was the one that told you, hey, do you experience a shortness of breath and chest tightness with Clay Holmes on the mound? I was saying that too, but when you look at his numbers, this is not a guy that is terrible. This is not a guy that is going to be an issue. This is a guy that gets out and has a bunch of saves, and the infield defense has to be better around him, and it will be. I won't say it's a blessing in disguise, but Rizzo is down. You don't want to see anybody get hurt, especially a guy that's like that in this clubhouse. It's best friends with the captain, but you know what? It's going to force their hand. Now, whatever they were thinking about potentially doing at the deadline, when we were already saying for the last couple weeks, Rizzo isn't or can't be the everyday first baseman, now he physically can't be. So what's the move? DJ? Come on, bro. You can't sell me on that every day. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 1 hour down. We'll be right back.